Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. After receiving prayers and also praying to God, first thing as you wake up, do a short Bible study using our prayer booklet, Turning Point Daily Devotional Booklet, also authored by me. Pray the prayer schedule for the day, then the guideline on reading the Bible through once a year. Our prayer booklet is published monthly, both in hard and soft copies. It shall be sent to your phone once you subscribe. You can do a yearly or monthly subscription with a token. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Saturday, the 10th day in February 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive today's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I pray whatever is sponsoring evil against you and members of your family dies today. No one on this platform shall remain stagnant. Who is this? I saw you walking towards a big door and it opened for you on its own. Receive the grace for open doors. The doors you have been knocking for different things and in different directions shall open for you with ease. Say, I receive it. Someone is going through some issues. You yourself know these are not ordinary. They are not natural. You know these are not normal. There are forces and powers behind it and involved. I prophesy your enemy will suffer humiliation and eventual destruction. No power or force shall overpower you. These people, God said, except you forgive those that offended you and you held them in your heart, your miracle will not come. You are so sickly and the affliction persists despite medication and prayers. God asked me to tell you to forgive someone that offended you, that hurt you so badly. You are holding someone strongly in your heart because of what is done against you. I don't know who this person is. If I say one, it could be many, thousands of you. It could be your spouse, your child, a sister, a business partner, a brother, a friend, a jilted lover, a neighbor. You are so pained. You hold them so much in your heart. God said, if you will forgive him or her, your healings will come. Your conception will happen. Your wedding will take place. Your progress will happen. Doors you are knocking will open. Those concerned, they know themselves. It may not be easy to forgive such people, but ask God to give you the grace. Some will do so crying, shedding tears because of the pain. Cry if you need to. Call the person if it is possible. Meet to discuss. If not, call on phone. Tell him or her, I have forgiven and I have let go. Pray for the person and be sincere and be intentional about it. Now, you are the one that has to call. You are the one that will initiate it. If you do these things well, your healings, your conceptions, your marriage, your visa, your paper, and the other doors you are knocking will open for you. Please do so within the next 48 hours. Let's have your testimonies later. Please do. Please do. February 10th celebrant, your prayers. Open your hand and your heart for me to pray. Be blessed. Be lifted. You are covered. You will live well. And you will live long in Jesus' name. Listeners, prepare your communion elements. We will round off today with communion. But let's take more testimonies before the communion. Be connecting to these testimonies. First one today. Praise God, the Lord delivered my granddaughter from satanic oppression. The result of the test was negative. Hallelujah. Thanks so much for your prayers. Glory be to God. Another one. Good morning, TPGF. I want to thank God for the gift of life and how he's been using our daddy to bless our soul. God has shown himself mightily in my life and family. Our last week intensive prayers really blessed and helped my prayer life. Daddy, please, let's keep it up. God bless you. Intensive prayers. Another one. I want to say thank you to my God whose mercy faileth not. I want to glorify his name for appreciating members' testimonies on this commission and keen to them. I have sent many testimonies on this commission, but they are not read. They will tell me that it's too long, even when I made it short. The answer I will get is, hallelujah, your testimony has been forwarded, yet it has not been read. I thank God, who knows that I am grateful and will remain grateful. God bless TPGF family in Jesus' name. Wow, listeners, I have told us repeatedly, I share your testimonies on other platforms. The amount of testimony, the volume of testimonies and questions coming, our time can't take it. But I share your testimonies, other platforms, and I pray for you as well. Keep sending. The Lord will keep blessing you. Another one, to God be all the glory forever. In one of the healing prayers, Daddy mentioned the case of gum problem. I keyed into it, and today God has healed my gum. It's no more inflamed as before. Thank you, Daddy, and the crew, for your effectual and for fervent prayers. Another testifier. Good morning, TPGF family. My granddaughter was diagnosed of myopia, astigmatism, and strabismus sometimes last year. I presented it before God, and we pray that it be reversed. Few days ago, we went back for tests, and what they saw before, they couldn't see it again. She is totally free from any form of eye defect. I am sending my Thanksgiving seed right away. Do so. All the sick people, what they saw before, they will not see it again when you go back to your doctor. Another one. I want to thank God for the followings. God has been merciful to me and my family. Last year, I was promoted to level 13 after they said there was no more vacancy. God created vacancy and I was promoted. I want to thank God for my son's WAEC result. I want to thank God for protection over my family. Daddy prays for my son to get admission to this year with good grade in JAM. Thanksgiving offering will follow, sir. Do so. The Lord will answer your prayers. Good morning, Daddy. These are my testimony. Healing me, healing for me and my children. Divine protection. Journey mercies for all my children as they travel to the south from the north and to several places during the festive season. Divine promotion and provision for all. My 85-year-old mom sustained no injury and her house not affected during the bomb blast incident in Ibadan. It can only be God. May God's name be praised. Wow, that bomb blast. Does any of our members involved in that bomb blast or any other catastrophic thing anywhere, let us know. We pray and see what else we can do. Dear Daddy Femi Emmanuel, glory be to God. The prophetic action is working. On Monday, Daddy told us to turn around 360 degrees three times and expect a miracle turnaround over a situation that we have been believing God for. Exactly 1 hour after yielding to the prophetic action, God answered me over a situation that looked impossible. What God cannot do does not exist. Wow, simple obedience. Mary said, whatever I ask you to do, do it. Whatever God leads me to ask you to do on this platform, do it by faith. Good morning, sir. TPGF family. I want to thank God for healing me. I was having severe knee pain. I anointed the place and tied my mantle for 2 days, and the pain disappeared. I want to also thank God for adding a year to my age in January, bad day seed on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Do so. You will be so blessed. I want to return all the glory to God Almighty. Miraculous alert. After giving a clean of 500 naira on the 1st of February, I received 23,000 naira for granting my husband's study visa to Canada and a successful relocation for fighting my seen and unseen battles for the gift of breath. Our God is a merciful God. May his name be exalted. Daddy prayed for me to get my work permit visa and join my husband sooner than expected. So shall it be. Daddy told us to resend the mail to where they have not responded to us. I obeyed, and the organization asked me to come. I went, and the meeting was to my favor. And God averted accident for me on the way. Wow, these things are working. Yours will follow. I thank God for his mercy and victory for my daughter's getting admission into the university. She has resumed. These are my testimony. All the names I wrapped inside the mantle responded favorably. I was blessed beyond measure. God granted me my heart desire, my desired law school campus, and the fee was miraculously sorted out. Wow! You shall be the next testifier. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact and do so daily. Be a tither and a seesawer. Don't let it be difficult for you to tithe. Personal tithe and business tithe. Tithe for your business as well. It is a law of God and a law of life. No sowing, no reaping, no tithing. Devourers will feast on defaulters. Sacrificial giving opens heaven. Tithe and sow seed with joy, with faith, with devotion and love to God. If you desire us,